Let's go to Karen in Denver, and she's got a 7-year-old that has weak vision. Are you there, Karen?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised because she's eating the pathetic American diet. And if you know anything about the age-related macular degeneration study that was an extensive study published in 2005, it showed that just about no matter what you eat, even up to 20 servings of vegetables a day, you could not get enough zeaxanthin and lutein to prevent age-related macular degeneration by age 65 or your money back. What a wonderful diet we've received, huh? So your child having weak vision is certainly not going to get a hand at the dinner table. What I would recommend first is getting her on some eye complex, and this has been designed for a maintenance dose would be like 2 per week, okay? And a therapeutic dose to give the body a high amount to try to get it back to track would be 6 or 8 capsules per day, and you would do this for 8 to 12 weeks or so. But I'll tell you, when I hear that a child has weak vision, the first thing that I want to look to also, besides getting her on eye complex, would be to take a look at any injuries to the face. Was there a blow or trauma to the forehead or near the eye? Any surgery to the nose? Anything like that?
No.
How old is she?
She's 7.
Okay. And has she ever had a bad fall?
She did have a bad fall when she was a baby. She was, I want to say, 2.
Okay.
And she fell out of her crib.
And hit what?
Something happened with her collarbone.
Okay, collarbone. Good. All right. Well, it's possible that the collarbone is reflexing to the eye. That's possible. It's also possible that she got an arm vaccination, although these days they pretty much do them in the legs. So it's still possible the vaccination may be doing something to the vision. But I would certainly want to take her to a QRA practitioner and have them search for the interference field or fields that may be triggering this weakness to the eye, okay? And in the Denver area, you've got a lot of really well-trained folks, okay? So a QRA practitioner, that's quantum reflex analysis. If you've been listening to me, you'll know we maintain a list, so they'll give you a couple referrals in there. And hopefully there's one right near your house. And I think you'll be very pleased when they eliminate this, how the body at a young age 7 can quickly recover itself. Okay, Karen?
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye now.